can't stand the pressure. I've seen greater men than me. The lesson.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is a afternoon in the state of Kentucky. It's 66 degrees in Louisville, Kentucky, with the sun shining. And I'm thrilled to be joined by the Oracle from the West, Mr. Sean Ligon out of Madisonville. How are you today, buddy?
I'm doing good.
You know, we got a titanic struggle tonight, Sean, and it's you and I were debating this earlier, and we're coming to the listeners just 4 hours shy of game time tonight, because we wanted to see if we could get some answers. We've had a very busy day. It's difficult to get answers, but we want to give some advice that people can use for their fantasy lineups. You did a great job last week tipping your hat to Wayne Gallman, not only for last week, but what you might see from the New York running back as we move forward. I've got a couple guys to talk to you about tonight, but first, let's start on the San Francisco side of the ball. And it's very important to realize that under normal times, these guys really don't have much of a conversation. But these are not anything but normal times. These definitely are not. So we're in a situation where we have to look at the bye weeks, the COVID issues, the plethora of injuries. Sean, let's start with the 49ers, either tight end, backfield, wide receiver, wherever you want to go, question marks all over, especially at quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, you know, honestly, though, I don't think there's a gigantic drop-off from Garoppolo to Mullins. Not in the fantasy world, anyway.
I don't either. That's also a good point.
Yeah, I also think that's reflected in the line movement. You know, normally when a starting quarterback goes out, you can see a huge difference. The line really didn't move at all until all the receivers – and all the COVID issues started coming out. It wasn't Garoppolo. So I don't really think that's that big a deal.
For the uninitiated, Sean is referring to our friends in the desert. Now, it's interesting you bring that up because, you know, my co-host on the KFFSC podcast, Robbie Fetcher, when he walks into a sports book and can see a bargain, he is like a bloodhound. He's got a lot of dog in him, Fetch does. And he'll point. And last week we were in, we could bet it a week ahead. This matchup was a slight favorite to San Francisco, to Green Bay on the money line. Right. And it was Green Bay minus 116. Oh, how that has changed. We're now 7.5 points. Green Bay is a favorite. So that's a good point that you're making. And I'll make another point. You sent me a receiver core here that includes Ricky James, Trent Taylor, our old friend Jordan Reed installed at tight end, and Jamichael Hasty will be one of the running backs featured, along with McKinnon, right? McKinnon is playing?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, when – and even McKinnon is a situation like this. When Mullins looks in that huddle – and looks around tonight, these are his guys. These are his second team guys that he's been throwing to and working with since he's been running scout team ever since he got there. I'm sure he's taken more reps than Beathard, and he got all the reps in this short week to prepare. But, you know, when you look around the huddle and you see your guys that you see every day, that's a comfort level. And he's done it before on Thursday night when he torched the Raiders a few years ago. Let's look at the most obvious start of this group, I guess, and that is Jordan Reed.
Yeah, I also think, I think Jordan Reed, when he, you know, the guy, when he's out there, he produces. It's never been his problem. Mm-hmm. He's always produced when he's been on the field. His problem is we know he gets injured quite often, and who knows if he'll last a quarter or if he'll last five plays or if he'll last the whole game. If he lasts the whole game, I imagine he'll have a decent night.
Every time he catches the ball, you wonder if he's going to get up. And I've often thought, did Jordan Reed, you know, as fantasy players, we're looking at that. How does his family feel when they're watching a game?
Yeah.
How does his agent feel? How does the front office feel? You know, and he must be just a terrific guy. to keep fighting and to keep working in this business. Not only has his body from the neck down betrayed him many times, he suffered a lot of concussions too. Mullins had to be on point, not make Jordan Reed have to go out of the receiving window to catch the walls, to catch the ball. Give me an over and under on his catches tonight. You think he can get 5-6 catches from Mullins?
I mean, just from sheer volume, you would think, I would think 5 would be a reasonable number. So, yeah, I would think so.
Ricky James and Trent Taylor are largely the same guy, 5 foot nothing, 180, 85 pounds, dripping wet. A lot of crossing routes you foresee in tonight's game?
Yeah, a lot of misdirection, a lot of, you know, San Francisco is so much built on the run game anyway. And after what Minnesota did to Green Bay on the ground last week,
right,
I would imagine it's going to be a lot of, you know, jet sweeps and, like you said, crossing patterns. And, you know, I think they'll get creative because, you know, Juszczyk can also catch passes. Yeah, like we said, McKinnon can catch passes. And Hasty, you know, has a running style that's not really that much different than Dalvin Cook. He's a lot smaller than Dalvin Cook, it seems like. But I think Hasty's probably in for a pretty good game, and they'll probably throw the ball off the play action.
Hasty is the perfect definition of next man up football. I love what he's doing. I really enjoy watching him play. I see some pretty good fantasy production for him tonight. Let's go over to the other side. Let's look at the Green Bay Packers, who started the week with the big mystery as far as health in the backfield. Any current word on Aaron Jones, or is that truly a game time decision?
You know, I haven't heard anything definite yet. That's for sure. I mean, I'm sure they would really like him to play. You know, it's a big step down. But a guy like Tyler Irvin, we're talking about here.
Aaron Jones quote was, "I'm ready to play, but the doctors know more than me." Now, this is something we have to think of as we draft Green Bay Packers in the future. Their medical staff is the toughest medical staff to get by. I've had clients that have gone in there that are healthy anywhere else and flunk the physical and don't even get to work out. It's been this way historically. And it's you know, I probably think that the last thing you want is a player returning to the field before he's ready. I probably think this running back is ready to play and chomping at the bit to do it. You brought up Tyler Irvin. Tell us about Tyler Irvin.
I will say, I just saw an update flash across my computer. It says the Packers are hopeful that he will play tonight, although it might be in a limited role. He will test it right before game time. Expected to play.
Oh, the limited role, a star player in a limited role, which can mean an emergency role if he has to. Oh, my goodness. That's worse than – knowing and not knowing is worse than not knowing and not knowing. You know, that's just awful. That's just awful.
Exactly. Yeah,
well, so what does that say about our quarterback tonight? Aaron Rodgers. Does he just throw and throw and throw some more tonight?
I would imagine he's going to – well, you know, I mean, that's – you know, San Francisco's still got a pretty good defense, but I would imagine he's going to have to. You know, we talked about Tyler Irvin briefly. I guess, you know, you can't probably count on a whole lot from the ground game. Maybe he can help you out a little bit in the passing game. You know, I'm not really sure about that either. He hasn't had a lot of opportunity.
I'm familiar with the player. I watched him a lot in the preseason with the Houston Texans. He's out of San Jose State. He had a little wiggle. Everybody that watched the Texans will remember him as a punt returner. He wore number 34, and he was their punt returner, and he was not particularly successful at it. But that's how they kept him on the roster. And, you know, we'll see. Again, next man up football. Here's your starting question. Robert Tonyan. Our friends in the desert have Tonyan installed as 3.5 passes over and under. I think that is an obvious over based on the information we just got. If Jones is out of the backfield, is he going to be a pass catcher? I would likely think that he's not going to be as good as he usually is. Does that open up Tonyan, who is you would likely to think that he is a short receiving option for Rodgers, but, you know, this player releases and heads downfield from time to time. You can get a 20 or 30 yard pass out of this tight end.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty low target there. I like the over there as well. Although it is a bit frustrating, it seems that the Packers kind of use all their tight ends. Sometimes it seems to be, you know, Sternberger. Sometimes it seems to be Tonya. I mean, you know, that's the thing about Rodgers. If you're open, he's going to throw you the ball. Devontae Adams is the only guy that you're for sure is going to get the ball all the time. It's a little bit of a different week, different story with tight ends. But I do like Tonya tonight.
If you look at what is happening with the motion game and the players that the formations and how Green Bay looks different this year than they looked last year, we can understand the difference in Aaron Rodgers and all the Packers player. And, you know, when this offense was installed and when this coach was hired, you knew that everyone that came in the door and was on the depth chart at a skilled position would be expected to contribute. So we can go back and talk about any player that gets a chance to start or share carries or be a 50-50 guy at Green Bay. He's going to do very well. Perhaps perhaps we can say that about everyone in fantasy ball, but Valdez-Scantling, he seems to be having the hardest time putting up any numbers. So what would you – is this going to be another one of those Adams breakout games?
Seems to be. I just don't trust – I can't, you know, when Alan Lazard went out earlier in the year, I think Rodgers had some sort of a, you know, rapport with him. So I thought he was somewhat of a reliable second receiver. But since then, I just can't trust. I'd have a hard time starting any second receiver for the Packers.
I feel the same way. You know, if you look at your head-to-head matchup this week and you're going up against that guy that managed to stack Adams and Rodgers, you've got a really crummy start to your week. But remember, you got 10 positions you can catch up. You know, we'll be catching up with the listeners next week, hopefully with an earlier release on our Monday night game, New England and those famous New York Jets. It's it'll be good to talk to you again, Sean. We're going to be telling We're going to be telling a lot of stories about some players that may be emerging there, and we'll give a little tease. Let's put your eyes on Isaiah Ford, and we'll talk about him Monday night.
Sure, and on the Jets side, maybe talk about P. Ryan finally getting the chance to take that backfield over from 100-year-old Frank Gore.
Frank's only 88. You know that. You're getting Frank too old. Buddy, thank you for coming in today, and we'll see you soon.
All right.
Mm-hmm.